Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News.
Greetings to everyone from around the globe. I welcome you back to another wonderful segment here with ACC Global News. And again, we are welcoming all listeners from North and South America and also from overseas. I am your host, Matthew Connor, and again, I am very happy and also very grateful to be with everyone here today. And today, ACC News brings to you really another wonderful show. And again, we have another unique guest. We have with us empowerment coach and hypnotherapist, Constance Kenny. And she is the founder of Fearless Expressions. Now, to everyone in the audience today, if anyone has ever had any issues with everything from overeating to anxiety of any kind, fear of test taking, perhaps fear of public speaking, sports performance, or perhaps feel you just aren't living up to your full potential. And I know many of us can relate to this. Please get very comfortable, you know, grab a drink, because really the information that Constance Kenny is going to share with us today, it may possibly change your life forever. Now, it is now Friday, the 18th of August. And I would like to remind everyone tuning in, especially our listeners from overseas, if you do miss any portion of our segment today with Constance, it will be permanently archived on our Blog Talk Radio site. So please visit us at blogtalkradio.com/ACC Global Media. And also, if you're a big part of social media, just about all of us are now these days, and we are on Facebook, and you can listen to the show live from that platform as well. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. We are also part of the worldwide Twitter, and again, you can listen to the show live from that platform as well. Please visit us at twitter.com/ACC Global Media. And again, you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, in personal and professional life, what we all want is to really exist and perform at the highest levels. Now, in order to achieve this, alignment of the mind, body, and emotion, it's an absolute necessity, everyone. And all too often, it's easy to become unbalanced. Stress in the present, stress from the past, even anxiety from the future, they're all major contributors to throwing off one's personal balance. And again, there are some that may frown upon really seeking outside assistance, but more and more people are finding amazing, long-lasting, and most importantly, fast results working with Constance Kenny of Fearless Expressions. And again, Constance is certified in clinical hypnotherapy and transformational coaching. And what Constance does is really incorporate her education with her more than 35 years of experience as a piano teacher. And Constance herself is no stranger to stress and anxiety, everyone. Constance first dealt with performance anxiety as early as age 11 while performing at an honors recital. where she completely froze with fear. And she'll give you that story really more in detail in a few minutes. But really, while the fear made her really question her future, she would eventually go on to earn a degree in piano performance. Constance founded Fearless Expressions and really began working with men, women, and children to overcome performance anxieties. And today, she's really expanded her hypnotherapy practice to include individuals with struggling, again, with everything from stress, weight, academic performance, public speaking, the sports performance. It's truly amazing what Constance has learned to do with the power of hypnotherapy and coaching. So to our audience today, I am very proud to present to you empowerment coach and hypnotherapist, founder of Fearless Expressions, Miss Constance Kenny. How are you doing today, Constance?
Matthew, so well, and so happy to be on your program. And thank you. Thank you so much for that lovely introduction. That was very nice.
Well, we are very happy to have you. And again, you're really helping so many people from around the country really change their lives. Before anything, Constance, if you could please share with the audience, who exactly is Constance Kenny?
Well, as you introduced me, I really wear two hats in my career life. I'm a piano teacher. I continue to teach students of all ages, and I'm also a hypnotherapist and empowerment coach. So I enjoy continuing the teaching and the educating, and even in the hypnotherapy field, I'm so pleased to be here today because I think educating the public about what hypnotherapy is and what I do is so important. The more educated an individual is about this field, the more successful they are when they experience it. So thank you so much for having me.
Oh, and again, we're very happy to have you. And everyone that does tune into our show is aware that everyone really has a very amazing story. Can you please share with the audience your personal journey that led you to where you are here today?
Absolutely. As you said, I was, as a young child, I was given the opportunity to study with a very well known teacher in the Chicago area, and she auditioned students. So here at a young age, I was accepted. I knew I had talent. I had a gift. My parents were willing to invest in me. And so I took my piano lessons very seriously. And I would participate in competitions. And this teacher, she had the reputation of taking only the top-notch students and then funneling them into Juilliard School of Music in New York. So, again, I took this very seriously. At the age of 11, I was participating in a competition, and I managed to win first place in my level. So the winners were presented in an honors recital. I went on stage. I was the first to perform. I sat at the piano. And Matthew, you couldn't believe it, but it was my mind. My mind went completely blank, and I froze. I couldn't even fake it. There was just nothing there. So I just had to get off the stage. It was horrible. I get off the stage. My teacher is waiting for me there. She takes me by the shoulders. She spins me around. And very sternly, she gives me a nudge back on stage. And she goes, "It's an F." So I go back out there. And I sit down. And I start on an F. And for however I managed to do it, I got through the piece. Now, what occurred is my perception. The perception is very important here.
Yeah.
My perception was that I was a complete failure. This is a traumatic event. And so it planted a seed inside of me. And from that seed became this belief that I accepted I was a failure. I could not perform. I could not trust my memory. And this is very important for people who struggle with anxieties and fears. It's that first event that happens in your life where you feel traumatized. And so there's a real strong emotion linked to that event. So then that becomes lodged in the subconscious mind, and the belief is formed, and the belief is, you know, whatever, you're terrible at this, you're a failure, and therefore you're going to act according to that belief. So that's considered in hypnotherapy terms the initiating event. So as hypnotherapists, we like to uncover that initiating experience event and work with a client to remove that so that we can reframe that and establish a new belief. So from then on, I struggled. So I overcompensated. I overcompensated by more practice, more memory work. I remember a time when I had a sonata to memorize, and I divided that sonata into 104 sections. I had numbers printed on a piece of paper in a jar. I would have my mother, you know, pull out a number, and I would play that measure. And, you know, until I knew 104 sections, because then, see, I could feel secure that if I goofed in measure in section 8, I could skip. I knew section 9.
Yeah.
So, you know, you see the just how outrageous that was, but I needed to go to that extent to feel safe. So then I couldn't even think of myself as being a Juilliard-worthy pianist. So I gave up that dream. I continued playing, but not seriously, and I shifted my attention to theater. So in college, I majored in theater for a while. I ended up dropping out. I wasn't following my passion. I was unhappy. And so it took me a while to decide, yeah, okay, I'm going to take charge. I'm going to go back. I'm going to look at this piano performance. I want to be a piano teacher. I want to be able to teach students how to perform without this fear. I was going to be different. I was not going to damage anybody in the performance area. So I went back to school. I got my performance degree, and I remember that senior recital. I was practicing at least 6 hours a day, going to my classes and still having a part-time job. But I managed. I played that senior recital. It went very well, again, because I overcompensated. But I struggled. You know, my legs would shake. I couldn't even feel the pedal. My ears would get like a sensation of being stuffed with cotton. It was awful. And when I walked off that stage, I remember telling myself, I'm done. I'm not going to perform. Now, of course, I wanted to be the best piano teacher I could. So I joined professional organizations, and within there were opportunities to perform. So I pushed myself. I still performed, but it kept me from going for a master's. There was no way I was going to go for a master's. So I really regret that. But, you know, it worked out where I continued to teach, and then there was a day that my husband, he's a composer. He was feeling very much like I needed to get out of the closet. I needed to perform. And he received a grant to write some piano pieces. So he wrote these piano pieces for me. And as part of the stipulation of the grant, it was you had to give so many performances. Well, I was really upset with him, and he said, no, Constance, you're going to do this. Well, luckily, you know, as, you know, the universe provides, I was teaching a hypnotherapist at the time. And so I'm complaining to him about, oh, I'm going to have to do this. Why do I have to do this? And he's like, well, you know, Constance, why don't you come and see me? I can help you with this. And it was just like, oh, my gosh, yes, I'll do it. So I saw him about three times, and he was able, again, to, you know, get rid of these past fears, remove that initiating experience, like reframe it for me so that I could reframe my belief system. And then he also introduced a tool for me that I could use during the performance to control my anxieties. So I gave the performances, and at least three times I felt like, oh my gosh, I'm losing it, you know, this is going to be bad. And then I'd implement that tool, and oh my gosh, it was like this wave of peace and control came over me, and I could proceed with my music. I played the best I ever played. And then besides doing that, he was able to, again, teach me the tools of self-hypnosis so that I could literally practice my piece of music away from the piano. And
really?
That has stayed with me my whole life. Yes. So I could put myself into, you know, my own state of self-hypnosis. I have my music with me. I'm playing it in my head. I'm seeing it on the page. And if anything gets cloudy or gray, I simply open my eyes. I look at where I'm supposed to be. I put the book back down, and I proceed until the next spot. And then I'll start over again, and I get further the next time. So it's been a powerful tool for me to learn. And it's just been beautiful. I am so thankful that that occurred in my life. So I... here I am.
I just wanted to say... It's incredible that really that one seed could affect you in so many ways when the situation actually arises, when you actually froze that way. And
absolutely.
It's even more incredible that you were actually able to overcome all of this fear within really three sessions. With this,
I know.
Did you say it was a doctor?
Yeah, he was a hypnotherapist. Mm-hmm. Three sessions.
That is truly amazing. And you said that you performed better than you performed your entire life.
Right. But what's important to understand, Matthew, is I was so ready. I was so willing. And that's really a very key component of successful sessions. The client has to be willing and ready. That's why you cannot call up and ask for a session for somebody else. No, it's got to be the individual who wants it. It can't be a parent who's calling me up and saying, I need to fix this for my child. Now, a child isn't going to call me, but I can meet with a parent and the child, and in that meeting, I can discern, is this child truly wanting this for themselves? Are they able to engage in this? And most often, children are. But again, it's not for somebody else to fix somebody else. It's not something that I do to someone. Someone engages with me. They want to have it happen. They're so willing to, you know, be in the process. So that's what is very important.
I'm sorry, Constance. What I would like to know, how does your own personal story aid to your empathy for clients?
Oh, my gosh. I'm sure you could hear it in my voice. I mean,
yeah.
I really struggle, and I know what that struggle is. So I feel like I have great empathy, and I'm very respectful of whatever any person's struggle is. You know, why should we suffer? If something like this is available, I want to be of service. I want to be of help. And it's just, I'm here for my clients.
And I know many people hear your story, and again, it's an incredible story of what you've been able to overcome as far as fear. Who or what is your biggest influence in your life or your career?
Well, you know, you might expect me to say somebody very famous or some guru or whatever, but to be perfectly honest, I think the biggest influence was the moment I became a mother and I had children. I have two children, and I went through a divorce with my first husband where the children were only 2.5 and 1.5, and I looked at them and I knew I was going to be responsible for them and the quality of their lives and the individuals that they would grow up to be. And that really gave me motivation to be the best person I could be. And, you know, I devoted myself to my teaching career. I had a great reputation, very established teacher, and then moving out to Arizona from the Midwest, I had that opportunity to start over, but also an opportunity to reflect. I wanted more in my life at that point, and that led me to searching out the life coaching, because I thought I was a coach in a sense with my own students, because I had this ability to take a child starting lessons at 5 and keep them until they were off to college. So you can imagine that kind of relationship I could establish with these students, seeing them every day privately, you know, every week, and help them go through growing pains. There are things they would tell me that they wouldn't share with their parents. So I could be like an ambassador of their parents and help coach them through some of their struggles. I would coach parents. So the life coaching just seemed to be like this perfect fit. And then from the life coaching, I was introduced to hypnotherapy, and hypnotherapy just really spoke to me. So it was just kind of like this wonderful evolution into this new career. And I'm just very appreciative that I had that time to have time to do some serious reflection and go for more. That's why I chose also the word fearless expression, because I myself have had to be fearless. And and expressions came from, I want to express my authentic self. I want my clients to experience that fearless expression in their lives. So I do understand the struggles.
And speaking on fear, with your own personal experience, Constance, and again, many of us suffer from different forms of fears and anxiety, what do you believe is the biggest factor in overcoming personal fears or anxiety?
Well, I kind of touched on it prior. It's recognition that, do you want to keep experiencing the same state over and over again and not get anywhere? Or are you willing to take a chance? It's the willingness, that ability to kind of like say, what do I have to lose? And that willingness is what speaks to the subconscious. And that's where the subconscious is like a big vault where everything you have experienced, everything you have ever heard, everything you have ever felt is stored. And there's stuff floating around in there that, you know, we just don't even know. But it's like, if you're willing to participate, the subconscious wants to support this. and it opens up, clears. And
I would like to know, I'm sorry to cut you off. Time is actually going by so quickly.
Yeah.
As far as hypnotherapy, can you please share with the audience your use of hypnotherapy?
Okay. There are many, many tools and techniques that a hypnotherapist can use to assist the client to remove a lot of this mind chatter and ugliness and fears and,
yes.
and frustration. Okay? But typically, a client will come in and will have a good client intake. It can last up to 45 minutes where I'm really asking some thought-provoking questions. And from there, I'll explain, you know, what hypnosis is and that it's just a very natural state of mind. It's a state of deep relaxation and mental relaxation. And during that process of being relaxed, the mind is open to suggestions that are comfortable and right for you. So during that client intake, I'm taking notes. I'm assessing, okay, what kinds of suggestions are going to support this individual? And then also in the process of hypnosis, you're in a state where your focus is very narrowed and it's listening to my words. And in the process of being relaxed, the subconscious opens up, and then through my suggestions, beliefs, habits, actions that you have experienced that are holding you back, I refer to them as obstacles, those obstacles are released. And then again, through the use of the imagination and offering suggestions, it's like we do a reframing where we are bringing in your desired state. What is it that you want to look like, feel like, say, you know, demonstrate in your life? What actions do you want to be taking that support you, that make you happy? So that's pretty much the process. So I work in that way over three sessions, because the first session, it's important to really develop a sense of rapport with a client and also for the client to experience the hypnotherapy, the hypnosis part of it, in a real positive way, so that they feel very confident that they have experienced hypnosis. This is going to be a valuable tool to them. Then the second session, I'll go deeper. It's kind of like peeling the layers of an onion. I'm going to go a little deeper into the issues. And then the third session, it's usually, you know, asking if there's anything else that needs to be addressed, teaching them self-hypnosis, that sort of thing. So that's what a client can pretty much expect from me. Now, there are many types of hypnotherapists out there, many different styles, but this is the style that I like to begin with. And then if it needs to be more serious work, there are other tools and techniques that I'll apply.
And this has personally worked for you, and I just want everybody in the audience to know that Constance herself has used this hypnotherapy, and again, it's changed really the whole way I guess she may have viewed herself forever. So it's truly incredible. Time has actually went by so quickly. You're giving so much great information, Constance. If you can very quickly share with the audience, where can they go to get more information about your incredible work or sign up for one of your programs?
I highly suggest them to go to my website. There is a frequently questioned area that will be very helpful, and all the details are on that website. It's www.fearlessexpressions.com. www.fearlessexpressions.com. Or you could email me at Constance@fearlessexpressions.com or call 480 650-695-8893. 480-695-8893.
And remember, go ahead.
Well, remember to look up misconceptions. Lots of people have very many misconceptions about hypnosis and hypnotherapy. So don't worry, you're not going to get stuck in hypnotherapy. You're not going to be, you know, have me take over your mind. I'm not going to, you know, tell you you're under my spell or quack like a duck. So the more educated you are about this process, the better off.
And to the audience out there, and again, if you are looking to make those changes in your life, if anything that you heard today sounds remotely familiar, please reach out to Constance. And again, she may actually help you change your life forever.
Yes, you could have a session over the phone or even over Skype or, you know, ideally in my office. But over Skype works very well. And some people feel very comfortable just by the phone.
And to the audience today, we're just about out of time. I thank you very much for joining us today. And again, please visit accglobalmedia.com for all future show dates and times. And I also would like to thank our special guest for today, Constance. I thank you very much for joining us. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Matthew. Bye now.